Arroyo así, Jezán.
Afraid of him, Purim. One of the obvious glaring questions about Purim is, first of all, why is it called Purim? Purim Hashem HaPur. The poor, the Geira, the lot. That was the means that Haman wanted to choose a time to the final solution to eradicate, to obliterate the Jewish people. Yeah. So why would you want... Why would we call the Yontiv... No other... Yontiv is always the name of the Yontiv, is Hashem the Yeshua. Not on the means that the Russia tried to destroy us. And number one. Number two, if it's called based on the poor, so if you call poor, why is it called Purim, Lashon Rab? Next, we say in the Piyut of Asherinia, Ki poor Haman ne'pach lepureinu. Haman's poor was ne'pach, was transformed lepureinu, which I don't know what that means. And therefore, tzaddik nechlatz miad rosha oyev ditin tachas nafshui. Because of that, because the poor of Haman was transformed to our poor, therefore the Russia was destroyed, the tzaddik, whatever. The kimu aleim lasis hapurim l'smayepel shano vishon. What in the world? What the hemshech and yonim? It's obviously riddled with questions. The hektiv, there is a medrash, which is brought in Sforim HaKadosh, right? On the pasuk, hipil pur hu ha-goyrul, says the medrash, olav nofal ha-goyrul. The poor fell on Olav, on Haman. Why? Lama? Ki lo yad pasuk said, until him, ki lo yaniach shevet ha-resha al-goyrul ha-tzadigim. What in the world does this pasuk, ki lo yaniach shevet ha-resha al-goyrul ha-tzadigim, have to do with the poor? What does it mean that the poor fell out on Haman? Now, there's a gewaldige pshat medrash talpius from the Shevet Musar. He writes it in his commentary on Megillas Esther. That how did Haman, what was the poor of Haman? What was the lot? How did it work? Right? It's what's called dice. Now, so dice. So I had my secretary Google it, whatever. And apparently they say that dice have been used before recorded history, uncertain where its origin. But they found, the archaeologists excavated, they found dice, these cubes, right? Yeah, like a dice. From prehistoric times, from whatever, in southeast Iran, there's a burnt city from between 2800 to 2500 BCE, they already found these dice. And apparently, I'm not going through the whole shtickle, but these dice were used ad hayoim in certain ancient religions, and the Tibetan Buddhists use it for divination. It's called in English cleromancy. And they're able to know asidus in astrology and tap into whatever using dice. How it works, I don't know, because I was born Jewish in Brooklyn, but azoyis, that's the mitzvahs. Says the Medrash Talpius, I don't know if you've ever heard this before. The poor of Haman was throwing dice. I don't know how it works, but he threw the dice, but not once, but three times. Now, if you ever see dice, I asked my daughter to bring me from the grandchildren the games. Every die is called actually English, singular, right? It, on one side is azoy, on the other side, right, is faket, right? It always will total, however the dice fall, however you roll the dice. By the way, the Pythagoreans of antiquity, who used dice for their hocus pocus, whatever, they call it the dice of the gods. They believed in the koyach of dice. I have no idea what it is. Wherever you throw the dice, you will find on top on one side, the opposite corresponding number. On the bottom, the sum total of both sides will always equal 7. So says the Medrash Talpius, who is a great Mekubal, he threw the dice 3 times. The first time, it was 1. Right. If you have 1 on top, so what's on the bottom?
6.
And if you have, then it threw again and again, it was 3 and 3, which is Gimel, which is
3 and 4.
No. It was then 3 on top, and again 3. He rolled the dice, 3 different dice, 3 times. 1 got 1, 1 got 3, and 1 got 3. So he reckoned, that's Agag. And Agag is the family name of the Amalek kings. And he wanted to know what's underneath on the other side. So he turned over, Haman HaRasha turned over the dice. And on the Aleph, opposite of the other side, was a Vav. On the Gimel, there was a Dalit. So together, Aleph and Vav, and Gimel and Dalit, make 7. And the other side was David. But once he turned over the dice, so David remained on top, and Agag was now on the bottom. And that's Pshat in the Medrash, right? You know, in the Piyut, Lamashal, Kippur Haman Ne'apach Lepurenu. That was Haman initially, Agag was on top, and David, Malchus Yisrael, was on the bottom. Because he was so inquisitive, he just changed it over. Yes? And therefore, Tzaddik Nechlas Miadroshen Oyev Nasata Tachas Nafshi. Now, Yankiv Avinu Yisrael Sova was saved, and Agag went, he went swinging on the gallows. Right? And therefore, Kimu Vekilu Aleim Lashes Purim, Loshen Rabin, because there was the original spin of the dice, and then the way he turned over. Right? And therefore, the dice itself was the Simon Minashamayim, that Hashem, the Apostle said in Tillim, Hashem, Toymich Roli, that the Abishter ran the lot, right? That Yankiv Avinu, Klal Yisrael, should have a Yeshua. Right? And the Chaim Palagi brings this. This is Medrash Talpius, and it's safer in a safer Birchas Mayadecha Lechayim, and he says that's Pshat and Posuk. V'nahapechu literally Asher Yishu to Yehudim Heimu V'Sineim. How is it happen? Because Haman Arasha turned over the dice, and therefore the Baba Vereba Hashem Yekimdama of the Kedushin, he says that's Pshat. The Medrash says people poor who are goyrul say Chazal that when it fell for Haman, the mazel of Dogim, he said, "Tfusim heim biyodi kahani nuna." The Yidden are in my hands like these fish. Said the Eibishter Rasha heim ena biyodcha el ata biyodim. Mahadag azeh pa'amim hu boileo pa'amim hu nivla. Sometimes the dag is swallowed up. Sometimes so you will be swallowed up by your poor. And that already was Bilam was Misnaba in hundreds of years beforehand. The Yore Me'agag Malchusa Ivetina, right? That says Rashi, the Malchus based David will reign over, supreme, over Agag. And that was alluding to the story of Pur. Alskitten fight. So now the obvious questions, all great with dice, whatever. What's the Musa Asr? What's the Avoidus Hashem? Number one. Number two. What in the world, where does David HaMelech fit into this equation? David HaMelech over Agag, what's happening here? Now, Pshat is, as Pashat, so I'm not going to have the whole other Torah, but there's no time today. I've said many, many times, the Arizal tells us, what was the war of Achashverosh and Haman against the Eden? It wasn't to exterminate the Jewish people. That wasn't the Tachlis. They wanted to wage war against Malchus Shemayim. And Malchus Shemayim is Nisgala in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And the 70 years had already, they thought, lapsed. And they were trying to do anything they could possibly do to prevent the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Arizal, the destruction, the Hashmid, the Harigal Abed, is the Hechatimsa. How can I stop Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Nisgalos Malchus Shemayim, in the world? By destroying the Eden. That's the key to understand all of Purim that helps us understand why Mordechai is called Ishimini, Yerushalayim. It's all, if you understand why Shushan Purim, many in Yonim in Purim are connected to what? The idea of Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, the whole Mishnah of Achashverosh was to celebrate what he thought was the downfall of the Eden and the lack of Geula and the Gal, etc., as everyone knows. What is the key point here? I want to just bring out one nekuda. Pashat Navoidus Hashem on Purim. I said, just to continue on from our conversation last week. Last week we discussed that there's two types of simcha. There's a simcha which is an emes simcha, a simcha which comes from Kedusha, or a simcha of Leitzonus and Heilulus and Kalus Rosh. And the difference is, how do you know which comes from Kedusha? Something which is a nitzchi, something that lasts. The tzaddikim, you also get via sisu b'simcha, if it's a simcha that lasts, that you're mamshich from after Purim to the whole year. As we explained, kama v'kama remozim, and we explained weiter. And how do you know, right, that a simcha is taka coming from Kedusha? A simcha of Kedusha is a simcha which starts v'gilu b'ra'odu. Together with the gilu, the simcha, there's a rad. Now we said, Mordechai is gimatri rad. And kama v'kama remozim, I always say every year, Chayv Inishul Besume said, the Imre Emes, B'Shem Rabbi Seinu, Besume stands for Somam Ripachtuch Besori, Mishpatecha Yoresi. The whole idea of Purim is not to have this frivolity and lightheaded Mishigasna go on in the streets. It's to have an Emes Yerushamayim, and Yerushamayim is the key to come to Emes the Simcha of Kedusha. Now, why is that? Bikitzer. Let me just, I don't have time to elaborate. Last time I was giving a shir on my shul. You know, I had Balabasim, I spoke Shalashidis, and I said to Achim Sofer that if you learn Torah between first Megillah and second Megillah, move touch Ben Haba. Allah said, my present, okay, there's a shir in the rabbi's house tomorrow. And we had like a whole bunch of people, and they sat and learned. People who loved Dafka went to yeshiva. They all sat and learned, they understood. They got up to say Tillim this morning before davening, I hope Tillim. Unbelievable how, you know, Levi Yisrael error, you think, whatever. Anyway, so I discussed at great length the psikta I mentioned last week, that David, the Nasan Hanovi, came to David, and he told him, you're not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, although it will be called Bayis L'David, the house of David. But you're not going to build it, you're going to make the Yesoidus, the foundations, and Shlomo will continue it, right? And David felt, Chas V'Sholom, Shemen of Salti, maybe, said the Eivish to Fakert. What you could, even though the pasuk says Kidam Rav Shafat Domim Rav Shafat Lufani Arzu, you spilt blood. You're a warrior, right? Over the blood of Rishoyim, when you spill, say Chazal, the Eibush told David Amelech, is like a korban. And I explained last week, a korban is except for the Imre Emes by the Pei Nachums. Remember, a korban, you go back to the Ivdu as Hashem B'Simcha of the Beis Hamikdash. This is why you have a Sasa Beichelim Rasecha, says the Gemara in Shabbos. It refers to Mila. Whenever you bring up a brismila, it's as if you're bringing up a korban. And by karbanim is ivdu with Hashem, the simcha. That's a simcha purim when you slay, you shed the blood of Rishoyim. Right? But hagufakash, I want to just go just a drop further for a few minutes that we have. First of all, why is taka the shvichas dam of Rishoyim considered like a korban? And why is the Beis HaMikdash called Bayis LeDavid if he actually didn't build it? And when David asked the Eibusher, why can't I build it? Because if you build the Beis HaMikdash, there shall be a Nitzri. And it's Goli V'yadu Elefanev, Yidin will sin, and Shafach HaMosel, Eitzim Alavonim, right? And Yidin will be spared. Why Taka is the binyan of David and Nitzri? All of these could be answered based on the Akdoma. I don't know how to put all this in 10 minutes, like literally, Mokhav Aron and Amida, of time and space. The Nakuda is as like, what do you know about David HaMelech? Anything, David is the Melech. Anything which is connected to Malchus HaMalchus, which is bittel, total self-abnegation, total nafshika of Lakotia, right? By definition, anything connected to Midas HaMalchus, whether it's David HaMelech, I'll give you three examples. There's many examples I give. Shabbos and Yerushalayim. Let's take everything is divided into Oshad, Oilam Shana Nefesh. In soul, you have David. By the way, what day of the week was David HaMelech born? Take a guess. Shabbos. Everyone knows he died on Shabbos. He was born on Shabbos. What number child was he of Yishai?
Seven
of eight. Yeah, he was seven. Right? Yeah? Chazal say, how many senses does a person have in his head? Two eyes, two ears, two nechirayim of the af, and the mouth. Therefore, the mouth is?
Number seven.
Therefore, Shabbos, which is the seventh day of the week, is a time of Shiras V'Tishbos. Right? David HaMelech is Hashvi, V'chol Hashvi Chaviv, in Sfiris. David HaMelech is number seven. He corresponds to Shabbos, as Kiyadua. Hello, you with me? Yes? Let me ask you about Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of joy and happiness, or Shabbos is a day of fear and trepidation?
Okay.
So normally you're a simple guy. You say Shabbos is a day of Ava, they have Simcha, they have Oyneg, whatever. Right? Yeah? How many times have I said the Bnei Yisrael brings that Teres Tzvi? Shabbos is Gimatri, Ava B'chol Lev, Ava B'chol Nefesh, Ava B'chol Me'oid. And the Yitav Lev brings B'shem the Rebbe of Lublin. Sheish is Yom Tava, it's 6 days a week. One is an Eved is Avoid the Famira. Shabbos is Tishpay, Shabbos is a Ben, therefore the Eretz Yisrael, which Bechinas Bonim, comes in the school. So Shabbos, etc. We've discussed this like countless times. Right? So Shabbos is, it's a davening. Right? That was given to Eden. Bahava! Through the schus of Ava and the price of Shabbos is Ava, you're zoichut to Shabbos. And yet you and I know that Shabbos is also, Givalt, a day of year. The Gemara says in Yushalmi, in Dmai, Perek Dalit, right? That even Am Oretz on Shabbos is not Meshachim. Because Amos Shabbos over. Shabbos brings a person to Givaldiga year. You with me? Okay? And therefore, how do I know? What is the first word in all of the Torah? Bereishis. Bereishis, that's good, is Yorei Shabbos, your fear of Shabbos, right? And therefore, the first meal of Shabbos, how do you start Shabbos? Friday night, you have a Suda. That's called, the Rizal says, the Suda of Yitzchok. And therefore, Ma'ariv, on Shabbos, in Me'ein Sheva, what do we say? Lefon of Navoid, which doesn't say in Ritzei, in the, right? But Shabbos is Lefon of Navoid B'Yerufachat. But Bereishis means the beginning, Yorei Shabbos. The Yira aspect of Shabbos, the Suda of Yitzchok, that's the beginning. But then you move up the ladder, and then you come to Avram Suda, then you come to Yankiv, Raivid the Raivid. But everything starts with what? With Shabbos. And I have no time to elaborate. You say, Likr Shabbos l'chu v'neilcho, ki hi mekoyer habrocha, ki hi mekoyer habrocha, seifetevis Yira, says the Chesed Lavram. And again, 100,000 other mother. So in Shabbos, you have this connection of, you start with Yira, you come to Ava. Let's take, for example, Yerushalayim. I give many examples. Yerushalayim is a place of Yira or Ava?
Same thing.
How do you know? It's called Yerushalayim. There's a medrash which says, the aim is, what should I do? If I call it Sholem, because Shem ben Noyak was Melech, Sholem, right? Avram was a tzaddik, will be angry. If I call it Yira Bahar Hashem Yiroa, as Avram called it, then Shem ben Noyach, who's a tzaddik, will be angry. I'll call it Yiru, which is much Yira, Shalem, which is Ava and Yichud, etc., etc., both things together. Because you see this in Yerushalayim, right? On one hand, Yerushalayim is always v'chedva b'mikoyim. You don't got to be a genius to work out. Person came to Yerushalayim, got mechilas avayim, saw gilui shechina. From that, obviously, comes simcha. Chazal say there's no atzvus before the Rabbeinu Shalom, right? Yeah? That's why sukkis. When you sit in the sukkah, as kedushas Yerushalayim, ki yadu, therefore it's man simchas seinu. B'yom simchas libo, it says the Gemara, that refers to binyan. Beis HaMikdash is a place which all simcha in the world comes through the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, I'll give you an example. I saw for a matl zilber, a moira di gavort. You know, when you have a chasana, the first thing they do before the chasatish, you know, by the whatever, the somebody, the father puts, or the rav, whatever, puts eifer on the chasen head, right? Why? So you normally a simple balabas, an ignorant person. So before I go to the chuppah, which is gevaldig, a simcha, will be dancing and drinking and huling and whatever. So you can't forget about the churban, chas v'shalom. So let's be yotze with this 1 minute symbolic, putting some ashes on the guy's head, and then he could go wild the whole night. That's unfortunately the way people look. I gotta be yotze. My idei chavosai of tchiras yishalayim. The emes is fakert. The emes is, what is the marker of all simcha in the world? Yishalayim, basically. Without Yerushalayim, you can't have Simchas Chosn V'Kal, you can have no other Simcha in life. Norvos, the Beis HaMikdash is Chorv. But Chazal say the Beis HaMikdash was Chorv only B'chitzoinis. Superficially. Oh, but the Emes is the Ruchnius, the Primius, according to the Zohar, even the literal, the physical Avonim were taken by Shindalids, and there was a substitute which the Adoyim saw burnt. But the Primius of Yerushalayim Zichr L'chule Alma is still here. Now the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Hei, as a steer, one pasuk says b'mistorim tifken nafshi. Even the Eibishter b'mistorim in the secret chambers cries. Another pasuk says oyz v'chedva b'mikoyim. Says he wants no kasha haba batei broy hatav batei gavoy. Externally, according to the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel in Kamakei, we discussed this countless times. Externally, there's b'mistorim tifken nafshi. In the innermost chamber, in the pnimius of pnimius, right there is oyz v'chedva b'mikoyim. Because there, in the pnimius, the Beis HaMikdash still exists, still stands. Oy bazoy. I have now a chasana. A son's getting married, whatever. Yeah? I want to be Mesameach. I can only be Mesameach by tapping into Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Chorv. Where? Bechitzoini. It's in Batei Broi. So first I have to have the external, superficial signs of mourning. And therefore I will be Zoicha to attach myself to the Pnimius of Yerushalayim, the Pnimius of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Pnimius of all simchas. If you understood what I just said, you will now understand why the Lashna Gemara is in Titans, Kishem Shebishenichnus of Mimatin Besimcha, Kach Mishnichnus of the Marbin Besimcha. What's the Kishem? What's the connection? It's self evident. I'm not even going to explain to you. Right? So therefore, Be'emes, the whole Yontif of Purim, is a Yontif L'chved Yerushalayim, the She'ifa of Yidin to go out of Golos, the end of the 7 years. Megillus Esther, right? The same thing you have by David. Living in Styrus is the life of David HaMelech. You know, David HaMelech was, according to certain sources, you know, we once gave a whole shiur on this, if you remember, like maybe 5 years ago, that really Rivka was pregnant, not with twins, but with triplets. Remember this? Hello? She had Yankov, Esav, and David. Remember these guys? No. And Esav in utero murdered David HaMelech, and this is born out in Midrashim and Pesukim and whatever, right? And he had to come out later, right? You know, according to another Midrash, actually, Yitzchak Avinu was supposed to have Yankov and David, but there was too much for the Samach Mem, too much Kedusha, after Bechir in the world, came out Esav and said, what is the similarity between Esav and David? Hamdul. They're both called Eldoimi. When the Eberster says to Shmuel, go to Yishev Beis Alachmi and be Moshek, one of his kids is Melech Yisrael, and he sees from the youngest kid who's already a Tzoyim, is Eldoimi. Admoini. He thinks he's like what? Ashefir Domim. Says the Eberster, this is not Esav. Esav killed me, das Atzmoi, David, whenever Yishevir Domim, it's Mitzad the Eberster. It's really a sign of Kedusha. Okay, I have no time to elaborate. You know David really is? We said this countless times. He was in the Shama of Gesho, Adam Rishon. Why Adam Rishon? Adam Rishon was Nigzer Misa on him, right? The Mekubalim, the last 70 years of Adam Rishon were supposed to be the most bitter years, because there's five Yad, which is a symbol of Elikim, Gvuras, five times, five letters in Elikim, whatever. Five Gvuras, I've discussed many times, yeah? Is 5 times Yad, 5 times 14 is what? 70. So the last 70 years of Adam Arishan's life was supposed to be the most bitter, mamish, gefreluch, yisurim, dinim, chitoinim, chitoinim, etc. He couldn't handle it. He gave it over the 70 years to David HaMelech to deal with. And therefore, be'etzem, David HaMelech was supposed to live a very harsh life. If you look in Tilim, someone once said, a great rov, a big tzaddik in Brooklyn, once said, still alive, brother. He said that if you look in Tilim, and you're an ignorant person, you don't have a double digit IQ, Tehillim, the fellow who wrote Tilim, seems to be, if you ask me, if you were a psychiatrist, put him on a couch, right? Very morish, choyridik, very sheruach, very depressed. He has all these, Hashem, rabbim, kamalai, are surrounded, enveloped with sorrows. Yeah? Everyone's fighting against him. The guy's paranoid. Everyone's against him. The etzem is, so the chur, if you would be reading Tilim, right? This morning, billions of people get up in the morning and say the whole Sefer Tilim before Dav. Big school would say Tilim on Purim, also connected. So I asked you the question, right? If you would say Tilim, whole Sefer Tilim, right? The chur, you should be depressed, no? Every Yid knows that Tilim of David HaMelech, the Imzmir Yisrael, is full of Shiras and Tishbachos. They're actually David Sherivulach and Dishbaruch Bashir's Tishbachis. David is Vanit Fila. All the praise, all the sasa noichi, all the joy and simcha in life comes from David HaMelech. That's why, by the way, the Shem Yishmuel says, on Rosh Chodesh, you're not really Medina, you don't have to say Halil. Right? But the Minig Yisrael is a Hal Shalabar, a Bracha, 20 if you're a Brisker, or whatever. Right? Whether you think a Bracha and Hal, because it's only a Minig. Whole discussion, right? Why do we say Minig Yisrael say Hal and Rosh Chodesh? Because who is Rosh Chodesh? Who does it represent? David HaMelech. David HaMelech is Yoch HaYavakayim. We say by make a bracha on the Levona. What is the connection between David and the Levona? Just like the Levona is nothing. Lei slay mi gar me klum. That's to say the symbol of Malchus. All it gets is it from the Seirah, from the sun. It only reflects. That is David HaMelech. Vanich yitei las fili ish. Im le shivisi v'deimamti rashi der taiches. It's as if I'm a man without hands and without feet. Right? That's what Malchus is. It's total bittul to the Eibishim. When you have that total bittul, you appreciate the pnimius of everything, that everything is elikus. And even the challenges, even the hard times, are therefore also given to us by the Rabbeinu Shalom, right? And therefore, anything which is midas ha-malchus, which is bittul, leisle megar meklum, is able to contain within itself these steers. Of starting off with year, because that's the life of David HaMelech, as per the 70 years from Adam HaRishon, difficult, challenging years. And nevertheless, David HaMelech says, "Hafachta mispidi lemocheli." Ashir l'Hashem b'chayi. What does he say in Rosh Chodesh? Ashir l'Hashem b'chayi. Azar melekai ba'odi. Yerav alai sihi anichi esbach b'Hashem. The person who represents the esbach b'Hashem is David HaMelech. And therefore, when we speak about a day of gewaldige simcha, simcha v'sasim, of Purim, it's connected to David. And that's why David HaMelech, the whole ness of Purim, I have no time to elaborate, but this whole shtickle also, the whole ness of Purim came because David HaMelech was moichel on his COVID, and he let Shimei ben Gera alive, and because of that, he knew that Melech Shemochel HaKvedeim Kvedeimochel. But he knew Baruch HaKvedeish that from Shimei ben Gera will come Mordechai v'Esther. Right, and he knew that Holdor Kiblua b'Meach Hashverish Yidden will, and that's the inyan of Torah Shabal Peh, and Dafke Torah Shabal Peh is teaches us that Me'avi V'loi Me'avis. The whole Yisoy there for Malchus Beis David is connected to Purim, and the Eibur Zal Helfen Taka just leave you with a Purim. I can't remember. One of the tzaddikim said, I can't remember whom. Purim stands for Parnosa, Bracha, Vahat Mazel, Ubracha, Yeshua, and Rafua. So, the Abish Elfen Taka, which is Mizaycha, the Karni, Rishmaya Magadeya, Trimam, the Karni Sadi.
Please, old man, leave the hall as soon as you can, because the ladies want to come in. Please, make your way out immediately. Please, schmooze outside, not here. Schleume, please, ach betach, out. Out of the hall. Out of the hall, please. Please leave the hall.
They're leaving. The ladies are coming in now.
What?
The ladies are coming in the hall now. They want to come in. So
No.
No.
That's it. Finish. No Chumash Rashi now.
Ladies.